From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Overseas voting is underway for French citizens in the crucial presidential runoff between far-right candidate Marine Le Pen and centrist candidate Emmanuel Macron. Here in Washington, French expatriates cast their ballot at the French embassy. Jean-François Sénec was one of them. He says it's a very important election because we have two types of society that are in dispute in Europe, especially in France. We have society that has an extreme right tendency, even somewhat fascist, and on the other side we have a society that is a bit more international. Meanwhile, a French government official says the state cybersecurity agency will investigate a hacking attack that targeted presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron. The official said the Macron team asked the Campaign Oversight Commission Saturday to bring in the cybersecurity agency ANSSI to study the hack. The documents taken from Macron's campaign were mixed with fake documents and published on social media Friday. French law forbids campaigning or media coverage that could influence the election in the last 24 hours before the polls close. Thousands of women, many of them dressed in all white, marched in Venezuela's capital Saturday, continuing more than a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. The march came one day after a young man was shot to death during clashes between demonstrators and security forces. The demonstration started after Venezuela's Supreme Court announced it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of its legislative powers. The court reversed its position in the wake of domestic and international outcries over an attempted power grab. This